The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is Other People's Problems, OPP for short.
Today we have Cynthia, and she has an issue with her older brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like maybe I should recuse myself.
I was going to say, we all have those, but no, you are that.
And I have problems with mine as well. So, Cynthia, welcome in.
Yai.
What's happening? How can we help?
So I need help with my parents and older brother, like you said. It's okay. The story is my brother got divorced a few years ago and moved back in with my parents.
Okay.
It is, you know, supposed to be temporary, but it's been 2 years and he's still there and he seems very comfortable, like has no plan of moving out.
What? How old is this person? 20s or 30s or 40s?
Divorced.
Yeah. How old?
Early 30s.
Living with his parents? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But wait.
Times have changed. Rent's expensive. As someone who lives with my brother-in-law, granted, never been married, never been divorced.
I was like, but you've already been married and you went back.
But you have a boyfriend. Okay. I'm sorry. What were you going to ask before I lose it some more?
While I feel your pain, what is your problem
there
with
we go.
It?
Good question.
There's multiple things. Like, first of all, my brother has a job and I know he's not he's not paying bills and stuff like that. So he's just, you know, allowing, my parents are just being taken advantage of. And then on top of that, he doesn't have a social life. It's like his life has been on pause for 2 years now. Like, he needs to get back out into the world as an adult.
I do agree with that.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out, what's your main motivation for this call? Are you protecting your parents from being taken advantage of? If I read into that statement, are you protecting your own inheritance because he's spending it all right now?
Oh, I don't know if that's what she's saying. Mm.
I just like to sometimes take it one level farther. Or are you trying to protect him? Are you like...
Well, okay. I feel like my parents are primary. You know, they're supposed to be their golden years. They, you know, supposed to be off exploring and doing things together instead of my brother, in the picture, draining their time and energy and money.
So he doesn't pay rent? Do they still, cook him dinner every night and buy his groceries? That icks me out so bad.
But that's what I was thinking. How is he?
I mean, my mom is a little particular about the kitchen, so it's partially that. But, he lets it happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
mom's cooking. Come on. She's cooking for two. Cooking for three is not a big stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how is he going to date again? I mean, Erica just said it. I mean,
exactly. No one
when
wants
it comes
to date a man
up
in his early 30s who's living at home and what's he going to do? Want to come home and meet my parents on the first date?
It's kind of weird.
Want to go back to my place?
Be quiet.
So really, probably I want to go back to your place, but
yes. So what do you have you talked to anybody in this? Have you exhausted other avenues, or are we the first ditch effort? Are we the last ditch effort?
I tried to talk to my parents about it. You know, I've told them that my brother needs to get out and have his own life again. And they really brushed it off. They're like, oh, he will eventually when he's ready.
How was the divorce? Because it sounds like maybe all the friends picked her side and he's just kind of alone.
No, he just picked free rent.
But it sounds like he doesn't even have a social life. Like, he is stuck in depression.
Yeah, I mean, he's still got a few friends. He's pretty focused on work and stuff like that. But yeah, I think it's not good for him. I think he's stuck too.
303-222-5423. If you've been in this situation or you have please call or text. I'm really torn on this because I find him to be kind of a loser. You know, because he's not, I feel what you're feeling, but also this is not the same. But when my son comes home from college, as he's done a couple times now, I drop everything and I want to be a dad again. And I feel that energy from your parents, Cynthia. Mm. They're like, oh, It's a second chance at being a parent.
It's been years.
I know, but it's still like I know that this sounds absurd, but like even a 30-year-old, you're like, do you want a grilled cheese? Are you sad?
Ew.
I know. It like, sounds crazy.
Like, no, when I do go want home a grilled cheese to visit right, my parents, I don't love if they cook for me the whole time. I'm making my own plans.
I see what you're saying, though. I feel like both sides kind of know this isn't the best, but it feels
pretty
good.
But you're getting enabled.
And now, like, he's happy and they're happy, and it's now 2 years have gone
by. But it's gross. Because you, like you said, you both know it's wrong, but you...
But it's hard to...
But it feels so right.
It would be hard to kick your son out to go, you're done. Get out of here. I mean, how would you even...
So I'm pretty sure that my brother... Well, I know he was living with my dad for a little bit and then with my mom for a little bit. It didn't get quite to 30, but my mom kicked him out and she said, like, it's time, flee the nest. And then he literally, I think he met his now wife right after she said, you've got a few months before you got to get out of here. So it
worked
out. So
then that was a desperation pick.
No. Oh, I said, no. Did they listen? No. I don't think they listen, but no, it definitely wasn't. But it's like, sometimes you need a little nudge. You got to go.
Yeah.
Mm. Go.
I will keep this as vague as I can. I've dealt with this.
Okay.
And from Cynthia's point of view, there's a strain on the sibling relationship. When you're going, hey, I got the new promotion at work and we're going to put a down payment on a house and we're going to this. And they go, great. Also, your brother is doing his own laundry and everything's fair. And it's like, it's not fair. I'm doing better than him. Tell me, right. I want to hear that.
Yeah. Whoa, hold on, Cynthia. Does that resonate with you, what he just said? Like, are you jealous a little?
I don't know if the word is jealous.
But like,
I don't know if the word is jealous.
I know, not jealous of him living with your parents, but like, there's something inside TAC right there that I recognize the emotion, but I don't know what label to put on it. Like,
it's not jealousy.
It's like, we're not picking a favorite. And it's like, I think we're old enough.
I am.
You can pick a favorite.
Yeah. Like, what am I doing all this stuff for? Like, I'm not impressing you?
Wow. I think that this just became a TX problem.
We have our next OPP.
What's in Cynthia?
What do I want to say? It does feel imbalanced for sure. Like, you know, I'm out here having to do all the things independently on my own.
Right.
And I know my parents are proud of me, but like my brother is getting more, you know, he's getting more support. He's getting more help. He's getting more attention, like all those sorts of things.
But you just have to reframe it. You're winning.
To prove it.
You're winning, Cynthia and Tiak. I am just finding out.
Then
you're winning.
I kept it vague.
But you don't know.
I mean, yeah, but like I said, that's not the main thing. It's like my parents deserve to have their life, you know? It's like my brother is stunted too. Like, it's not good. My parents need to like enjoy their life.
They should be golfing
needs to go back out and have his own life. Like my like little like not getting as much time with my parents thing is really like not even secondary. It's like third. It's like there's a little bit of it there, but it's not the main thing.
Okay.
Feel you should talk to your brother.
Harder?
And go, what?
Yeah, like more? It sounds like she's already started.
I think you should go to your brother and go, if I was a woman looking to date you, I would literally take the opposite direction running the minute I found out about this. You are capable.
Hey,
you
brother,
got this.
You are every red flag that exists right now.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's okay. Cynthia. But
have you tried the grilled cheese?
It's pretty good. And they do the tomato soup and they cut
you
it in a triangle.
You guys infuriate me.
Hang on, Cynthia. We got to get calls on this, but at some point we have to unpack T-Hack.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
Vague
or not. It was vague or not. But like,
I think
that was about, the other person is winning. Like whoever's not getting the help. Even though
I know, but I think as parents, right, you never want to pick a favorite. And so you go, all our kids, we love them equally. And you do, but the kids can see the writing on the wall and see like, well, he's not pulling his weight. And that feels unfair.
But they feel the favorite because they're getting all the stuff from the parents. You feel like they're the favorite because they're getting stuff. It's the prodigal son thing. I just want you to know.
Parents need to have a backbone. in every situation we're talking
but
about.
Erica, if they're, look, I'm all for this dude moving out. But what I'm trying to say from my perspective, if the parents are getting joy from this, who are you or Cynthia to say, stop getting joy from taking care of your son?
Parents need to be better parents and go, you're in your 30s. It's time.
Okay.
I'm just.
Especially since he did do it once before.
Yeah.
Like he did launch and then came back.
But I just know
like,
parents.
He can do it again. He can do it again.
I don't know how to tell you this, but Erica's in for a ride. You're not, because I think your Dane is like an amazing whatever. Only children tend to circle back. And then the parents, like only the only children women I've known end up living with their mom.
That
like, I swear to God, I know three different people who like got a divorce, moved in with their mom. And they're now they're like cat people with calendars and ceramic plates.
I have shivers.
Like, I know.
I love my mom. Would never.
Okay. Mm. Have you tried her grilled cheese?
Yeah.
Many times in life.
Okay. Cynthia needs help. How does she get her brother to move out or should she not care? 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 105.9.
We are trying to help out Cynthia. Okay, we're trying to help out TAC. It's really weird how much this meant to you. Like how much it affects you to know somebody else gets credit for little things when you're out here crushing the big things. It bothers you. Like her brother, Cynthia's brother has moved back in with his parents, their parents, after a divorce. She thought it was going to be a temporary situation. Fast forward 2 years, he's still there. She feels like they're enabling him to be a loser and he's enabling them.
He's taking advantage of them financially.
So they can't go live their life. And then you just started talking and like
I think the parents get in a situation where they're like, but he's our son and we don't want, they're not realizing the effect it has on the other relationships in the family, like the sibling relationships, the new people coming in, I mean, those other partners and all that stuff. And we got a lot of texts of people saying, basically, mind your own business.
It's baffling.
And I want to ask them, since when is my immediate family not my business? That would be my question to them. That seems...
Someone else was like, she has no idea what bills he's paying. And I'm like, no, it sounds like she does.
Yeah,
like,
that would be my business. Is my mother, my father, and my siblings would be my business.
No, not really. Once you've started your own family, that's your business. And because your sibling, Cynthia's sibling, started his family, it imploded on him. People are just going.
But he can still care for his parents.
Yeah, but.
The sibling, sure. Failure to launch. But the parents help him out.
There is a wild amount of people who are angry that she would care in these texts. Like, I'm a little worried about the mental health of our listeners right now.
Erica, you and TAC feel like you're projecting onto this person. I see your point. My parents are my business. But also, it's not. If your parents decide, there's this multi-level marketing thing that I really want to invest in, you're like, that's a scam. At a certain point, you just go, okay.
No, you take care of your parents.
No. You try to stop them, but like
show them how that is elder abuse if they are elder, and I realize I'm making assumptions.
Patrick?
Yay.
Do you have advice for Cynthia?
So, you know how when we were all kids and teenagers and we thought we knew better than our parents and that we had it all figured out and what could they possibly know?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's happening still. We think we know what's best for mom, and not only are we that arrogant to know what's best for us without their guidance, now we're pushing it further, saying, I know what's better for mom and dad than mom and dad know. This isn't a question of whether or not they know if they're making the right or wrong choice. Even if they are making the wrong choice, trust me, they know. And they don't care. I'd stay out of it. This is not, she does not have a dog in this fight at all.
Are we just not concerned by a man who's just never going to leave? I feel really concerned by that.
Yeah, but that's kind of his personal problem. If he wants to be an adult and be a contributing member of society, he needs to figure himself out.
But don't you want better for your brother?
Yeah.
Like, don't you have any sort of responsibility to go, hey, I'm there. I'm here for you. And I'm telling you, like, you got to change. And yes. Don't you have any responsibility to your parents if they're... What if your parents just love posting their credit card number online? Well, you can go and say, hey, I know more than you, Mom. Don't do that.
But you can want better for your brother. But in the end, it's none of your business.
Yep.
So, I mean, like, okay. I agree with you.
So
I want better for my siblings, but you can lead the horse to water. And that's it.
And if your brother is dating a horrible person who's taking advantage of him and maybe stealing his money, you're just supposed to go, but that's none of my business.
You can tell him. Like, you guys, I agree with you. You're just not hearing
it.
Like, okay, Patrick, help me. Every single text agrees with what you're saying, Patrick. But Erica and Tia can't see it.
The texts are much more angry that they should be. Like, there's something wrong.
I can't stress it enough. You're right. But that doesn't...
So then why care in the first place? If you just end up with, like, well, it's
like
none of my business.
It sounds like it's already been discussed. If he's already been told, they've already been told, leave it alone. If this is about inheritance, there's no such thing until the heart stops beating. So don't think about that. Oh. Put that out of there. If he's taking any kind of advantage of them, trust me, they know. They know they could be in Guam. They know they can be in Japan. They'd rather be at home nursing their bottle-fed child.
Amen.
And that's okay.
I know I should be taking trips to Mexico, but it's like Noah's coming home. So I'm going to do that.
That is so different, though, because he's still reliant on you. He has not moved out, and he's not in his
30s. When he's 30. I will.
Well, I hope he's not living at home when he's... Okay, after 30.
Oftentimes, the best parents make the worst enabling decisions. They love that kid.
Are you a therapist? Like, no.
And if we start stealing money from Slacker, Noah, it's none of your business.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105. 9.